so your iPhone or iPad is getting an update. It's Apple's latest operating system, iOS 6.
And joining us to explain, CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Magid. Good to have you back, Larry.
Good to be here. And the update has begun. I got mine about 3 hours ago, so I assume in most of the country you can go either to iTunes or go to settings on your iPhone or iPad and just download it right over the air. And you're going to get all sorts of new features, a new set of maps, turn-by-turn directions instead of the old Google Maps, something called Passport that includes your old coupons and your boarding passes, things like that. You can use FaceTime now over cellular to have a video conversation. And a really cool feature that I just tested out and love is panorama with a camera. You can take a picture and you can kind of sort of swivel to the left or the right very slowly and get a very wide angle, like it's a 240-degree image. Through the iPhone's camera. So those are a few of the many updates.
Okay, but there are some things that are getting eliminated because of this, right?
Well, Google Maps went away in exchange for Apple Maps, and YouTube went away. The good news about YouTube is you can go to the App Store and download it again, so you can get that back. I don't believe that I'm aware of that you can download Google Maps yet, but I don't know, maybe that will come. And those are the main things, I think, that have gone away. The other thing that's new is Facebook integration and improved Siri. So, among other things, Siri now knows movie listings, she knows sports scores, and I just tested it. I made my first post to Facebook from Siri. I dictated a Facebook posting directly through Siri, through the voice recognition system, and it went up. But one caution, if you install Facebook, be careful if you check to sync your contacts, which you can do. All of your Facebook contacts are going to wind up in your address book. And when you have thousands of them like I do, that's not necessarily a good thing. So you might want to make sure that you think about that and uncheck it if you don't want that to happen.
Oh, that happens on the Droid, too. Speaking of
crazy.
Which, it does. How does this new system compare to the Droid?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I mean, on some levels, it's playing catch-up, you could argue. For example, Google Maps on Android is very advanced and does turn-by-turn direction. It's really good. You've got LTE. The other thing, of course, not so much the iOS 6, but the iPhone 5 has 4G, and there are many Android phones that have had that for years. You don't get 4G just with the operating system. So I think these are neck and neck. Some people would argue that iPhone's a little easier, iOS is a little simpler and more reliable. But I'll tell you, Google is getting much better. And I would have to say at this point, they're really close to a tie.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Larry.
My pleasure.
CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Magid.